Hand it back to you.
Okay, so I will read the virtual meeting opening script. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email to members and city staff. Members, if you're able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for turning on and off the mics of committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will briefly have their mics turned on. Staff click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will have your mic off until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. I will ask for a roll call, please.
Thank you. Turn everybody's mics on. Okay, so please say present as I call your name. Kit Wong.
Present.
Chair Lieberman.
Present.
Alder Conklin.
Present.
Chris Belly.
Present.
Chris, everyone is present. It's been a while.
We've got a quorum.
Yes, we do have a quorum. So please continue.
In a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's rules of order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and second for each agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function. We will now move on to public comment. Do we have anybody registered for public comment? Assuming, Gabby, that we don't.
Excuse me, Chair. I'm sorry. We have to do approval of the minutes first, don't we?
Oh, I'm sorry. My script here must be out of order. I will be sure to, in fact, thank you for bringing that up. Is there a motion to approve our last meeting's minutes?
I will make the motion.
Thank you so much. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of the motion? All right, since there is no objection, the motion to approve the minutes passes unanimously. Make sure that I've got, so now we move on to our public comment here. Gabby, are there any members of the public registered for public comment?
You guessed it, there are no registrants.
Thank you. Any disclosures or recusals? Okay, seeing none, we can move on to our agenda items. The first item on our agenda here, Legistar number 82573. For repealing sections 3203 and 3334 and creating 32.23 and amending sections 3.12, 32.04, and 32.18 of the Madison General Ordinances to combine the duties of the Landlord and Tenant Issues Committee and Housing Strategy Committee into the newly formed Housing Policy Committee. Is there a motion?
I would like to make the motion. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so yeah, I want to make the motion to, I guess, what, approve or amend the section, should I say?
So we need a, I believe by Robert's Rules of Order, and Gabby, correct me if I'm wrong here, we need a motion first off just to, on this item itself, which we can then take subsequent motions and discussion on. So we first just need somebody to move to adopt this or to approve this proposal.
Okay, so yes, if I could move to approve this,
Thank
that
you.
Would be great.
Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. All right. We'll now take the item up, and if anybody has, yes, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Chair. We do have Lynette Rhodes here, who led the ResJ equity analysis. So I don't know, Lynette, if you wanted to say something first or if you were just here for questions.
I'm going to defer to Matt Tucker on how he wants to kind of do the...
Matt, I recognize you.
Okay, sure. Mind if I jump in here? Okay, so Chair, if I could, I'll just do a quick staff report, verbal report here, an introduction to this matter. So we've been working on this for over a year now. I've been to the Landlord and Tenant Issues Committee a number of times with this matter, talking to you about tonight, that we were going to come back to you with the final draft to merge the committee with the Housing Strategy Committee into a newly formed Housing Policy Committee. I do first want to start by apologizing to say that we didn't get it out to you very early. We sent it out to you yesterday. There's a lot of reasons why. Lynette was working on the finalizing the equity analysis. We wanted to meet with the sponsors and walk through it and make sure that we had reviewed and considered those matters as part of the final adopted ordinance. And the city council took the former work that we were doing and placed it on file on Tuesday, which was actually pretty good because it was very confusing that that legislator ID was talking about consolidating and also the City County Homeless Issues Committee with this. And that, so every time we talked about it, people are like, what about the City County Homeless Issues Committee? And that had been taken off the table back in probably May of last year, but it was part of the legislator ID. So the good news is that one was put away. This new one was introduced on Tuesday night, placed on your agenda Wednesday with this draft here, and it's in front of you. It's really a relatively simple ordinance that merges these committees. It takes the powers and duties of the committees fundamentally and combines them and kind of gives a little bit more snap to the types of things that will be referred to this committee, and it also removes some of the things that probably never should have been under the former Landlord and Tenant Issues Committee, some of the administrative functions that we perform in the department that didn't necessarily need to be outlined in the structure for the committee in the ordinance. So yeah, with that, as Gabriella mentioned, Lynette Rhodes is here. Attached to the legislator ID is the report that she prepared to do an equity analysis on this, if you have any questions about that. But like I mentioned, we did go through that with the Alder Jeanette Figueroa-Cole, the lead sponsor in this. before this draft was prepared. So her thoughts have been incorporated into this draft. And with that, I'll be available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Do any members have questions for any of our staff members who are on the call here? Anyone wish to just speak generally? Or actually, I guess I actually do have a question for staff that I'd like to ask here. Under the powers and duties of the committee, it very generally talks about discussing housing issues, identifying impediments to meeting housing needs. A large impediment to meeting housing needs, in my opinion, would be purely supply and construction of new housing. Is that something that is falling under housing policy based on this, or is that staying with things like the planning committee and other committees like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's fair to say that it could, because the Housing Policy Committee is going to be reviewing the lead policy that then may follow with ordinance amendments and things of that nature that are going to be pro-housing. So it's fair to say that you would likely see certain housing policy related matters referred to this committee. What I can tell you is that I doubt they'll refer the zoning code amendments to this committee because those are really under the guise of the Plan Commission. But there are definitely policy-related matters that our city council is churning through these days that that could be referred here. It's routine for those type of matters to be referred to a committee like this, and it is a good place for the participants that are in this community to vet those, for the public to have an opportunity to speak on those within the framework of this new Housing Policy Committee.
Right. Anyone else have questions for staff or just want to have discussion? Nikki, or Alder Conklin, sorry.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to just have a little discussion, if that's okay. My fellow colleague, lead sponsor, Vice President Figueroa Cole could not be here. She is triple booked today, so I'm here to not speak for her, but speak along with her because I am also a co-sponsor of this. I have been adamant about this that we need to commit or to combine committees together. We have too many of the same doing the same stuff where we can be combining committees and getting more work done. I think this is going to be beneficial for us to move forward with this and combining the committees and getting us all on one accord. I think this is going to be a positive change. It is something different, but I think this is necessary, and I hope that my other colleagues will support this and really. This is just one thing. This is just the start. I hope we can continue to make things more cohesive in the city of Madison. So, thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to discuss? I will just add in my two cents briefly. I think that this does a great job at creating a more holistic committee. I also very much approve of moving the number of members up to 9 so that we can facilitate those one-on-one conversations. And I think that this is a good move for us in terms of tackling those housing issues more broadly. So thank you, Alder Conklin, and to Alder Figueroa Cole, who's not here, for sticking with us and getting it to us. Seeing no other discussion, we have a motion to approve this item. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote on item number 825-73? Seeing no objection, the motion passes unanimously. We can move on to our next item, 825-36, which is on committee ordinance proposals and a memo that was written to us by the legal staff. I suppose since this there, Gabriella, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't think there is any motion to take on this. So I believe this is just an item notice for discussion. Matt, yeah.
Sure, thanks. Sorry, I'll just jump in here. This is a this item is response to a couple of items that the Landlord and Tenant Issues Committee had identified back in, I want to say like October or so. There was an interest in maybe peeling the onion back on these matters and talking about them. What we discussed was at that time was the first thing we wanted to do was make sure we had a legal framework or authority to do these kinds of things before you folks gave your good time towards these efforts. So, to avoid the spinning the wheels and getting nowhere effort, because my initial read of when we had thought about that was I thought there was probably a preemption. So we communicated with the city attorney's office, and they have prepared this memo to share back with you that kind of relates to the issues that does cover the preemption matter that basically prohibits the city from adopting ordinances specifically or relates to the fact that some of this is already kind of covered to a certain aspect. Hopefully that will clarify for the folks that were interested in putting this item on the agenda for discussion the situation with that matter.
I guess my question was more logistically for this meeting. I don't believe that we need a motion in order to discuss this.
No, this is just a FYI. Like, you can just receive this maybe and just note that it was received by the committee. And I mean, you could talk about it if you want to. Otherwise, just noting it, there's no action required.
No.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Great. Well, then noted, we have received it. I'll again say thank you to the legal staff who did review this. Definitely a bit disappointed with the findings, but I think that they are certainly sound. And I think that just challenges us to find other ways where we can help out tenants through our ordinances here. Anybody else have any discussion or things they want to bring up related to this item? Not seeing. Alder Conklin.
Thank you, Chair. And I just wanted to really just thank them for putting in that work so we didn't have to do work that was not necessarily going to be beneficial. So I appreciate that hard work beforehand before we get into something that we can't do, because I think that is just like the education that we need to give out to our constituents of educating people on processes and procedures and how the city is over us and things like, or I mean the state, excuse me, I apologize. The state is over us. So thank you for your hard work.
Seeing no one else raising their hands for discussion, we can move on to our last item here, which is to discuss topics and issues for future meetings. Obviously, this is a little complicated by the fact that this committee may not be a thing for too much longer, but while we are still here, does anybody have any topics or issues they would like added to future agendas?
I don't have a topic for future agenda, but a question for what's happening now with the combination. So how does it work with terms of committee members?
Yeah. Matt, if you want to speak on the next steps here for that ordinance.
Sure. So the committee, landlord and tenant issues, exists until it doesn't. When these committees are merged, citing the example of the transportation committee, which merged, I think there was two transportation committees that merged together into one a year or two ago. There will be a process by which the mayor's office looks to appoint members. They'll be introduced and then acted upon by the city council. I'm thinking that some of you might be tapped to see if you have interest in participating in that. It is going to be a 7 citizen member committee, so not everyone will be making it into that new committee. We knew that was understood. I want to also encourage any of you that want to continue to participate in city government, we would love to have you serve on a committee. And there are plenty of places that have housing related things or things that you might find that are interesting that we could find a place for you to serve. Happy to talk to you or Lila DaCosta from the mayor's office that works on appointments would be happy to talk with you about vacancies and availability for future participation. But in the meantime, some of the final steps that are going to be made are the implementation of this, like when does it become effective? How is it going to meet? Who is staffing responsibility? Those types of things. Those are going to take a little time, probably won't be completed until I'm suspecting maybe sometime in August. I know there's a very big project that your colleagues over in the Housing Strategy Committee are working on that they would like to get completed before their committee is changed, which is the housing report that they're working on. And that schedule will be worked into the final implementation for this new housing policy committee. But if you have items referred to you, we will have meetings. Please expect and anticipate the meeting schedule to continue, and the staff will reach out to you when we have information moving forward on what the impending doom of this committee ultimately is. Okay.
Not pending doom. Bright future. Different future,
bright
but
future.
Bright future.
Thank you.
Alder Conklin, I see your hand.
Thank you, Chair. And Matt, to correct me if I'm wrong, this still has to go to approval for Common Council as well, too. Like, this is not
into That's correct.
Subject, so we're still in the baby stages.
Yes, Alder Conklin. This still actually has a date at the Housing Strategy Committee also for review and recommendation. Which will be, I think it's going to be on their next agenda. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to come back to council, but yeah, there's still a time to go yet.
Yes, yes. So, and that's all I was going to say too, Chair, is just for future meetings and topics, just keeping us up to date on the process, where we are, and, what we're looking like timeline wise. So that's all I wanted to add. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anybody else have topics for discussion for future meetings? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, since my hand is still up.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
And is there any objection to a unanimous vote? To adjourn. Seeing none, I declare the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, and I'll talk with you next month.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.